I'm Sarah Varney, technology editor for the CIO Media Group. We're here today talking to Joseph Edward, one of this year's winners of our 2008 Mid-Market IT Leadership Awards. First off, Joseph, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You won this award in your role as Director of Information Services for the Diocese of London in London, Ontario. Can you start by giving us a little bit of information about the scope of your responsibilities, how many churches, that sort of thing?
Our diocese consists of 140 parishes and other religious communities, as well as other offices, which comes around 170 locations, remote locations. We are in southwestern Ontario. Our area of service goes from somewhere from Woodstock, Ontario, up to Windsor, out west, as well as we go from on the north side we up to Goderich, and on the south side we go up to Simcoe. So we cover a huge area in terms of geographical area.
Right.
We have close to 800 employees, and we have about 400,000 parishioners in all our parishes.
All right. Wow. Can you give us an overview of your project?
We have primarily we did many projects. One of the major projects we implemented is standardizing our parishes with one parish information management tool. We wanted to use the technology in our diocese for business process improvement as well as business objectives advancement. Not only did we want to standardize and improve some administrative processes such as printing sacramental certificates, mailing labels, merge letters, year-end tax receipts, recording mass intentions, etc., we also wanted to provide some valuable information to the parish leadership and to the diocesan leadership about the parish communities in the diocese, their demography, their needs, their involvements in the parish life. Standardized data collection, storage, and maintenance in every parish became very critical to the success of this project. It was 1998, the year 2000 bug was looming, and at the same time, our diocese was embarking on a new model called parish clustering. The timing was perfect for a new solution. We needed a tool which could be used for a long time and be flexible enough to be adapted as our requirement changes, especially when the clustering of parishes, we needed a tool to manage multiple parishes in one single database to allow the secretary and the pastor to manage effectively between these parishes without doing a lot of manual data entry when parishioner information moved from one parish to another.
I see.
We researched, but we couldn't find any tool which was capable of meeting our needs at the time and for future growing and ever-changing needs. This is why we decided to design and develop our own parish information management system known as our parish family.
Right. Now, did you have to integrate this with applications that you were already using?
Yes. We used basically our parishes were using some applications from various vendors at the time. So we have to not integrate them as much. We have to actually convert the data from the old legacy systems to our system. And in addition to that, what we also did, we integrated the whole application with other productivity tools such as Microsoft Word, Excel, WordPerfect. For that reason, we wrote our application using Visual Basic, Access, and SQL 2000. So it was built on a client-server model. Our application had several sub-applications, or you can call it modules. They are known as Family and Member Module, Sacraments Records Module, Contributions Module, Facilities and Resources Management, Fundraising Management, Volunteer Management, Mass Request Management. So we integrated about 12 sub-modules into one integrated application, and we created a true information management system. And we also integrate with the Canadian banking system at the present time to allow the parishes to give parishioners an option to donate to the parish using a pre-authorized payment system.
I see. What and so in terms of client server, the servers are located in, are they centralized or?
It depends. Parishes, some parishes use it as a standalone, in their standalone system, or if they have a local area network, they use it, they install this data, install the database on the server, and they install the applications in the individual workstations. But in lately, what we are doing right now, since we are we have established a secure data center, we are connecting all our parishes using the internet and virtual private network to our data center so that they could run these applications using Microsoft Terminal services. So this way, we are storing all the valuable data in a secure environment so that these parishes do not have to worry about security and backup and disaster recovery and all those things which they are not which they don't have any experience with.
Right.
So this way, what we are doing, we are taking the technology complexity out of the parishes so that they could focus in their core objectives as being a parish.
Right. What did you have to buy any hardware to for this?
Yes, we started this data center from scratch. So which means we bought firewalls, we bought servers, we bought network attached storage. We have to buy tape library to do all our backups. We also bought spam filters, virus filters. So basically, we bought everything a data center needed to have a secure environment for parishes to store their data and use the application from anywhere at any time. So we wanted to allow the parishes to work from their home or they're from another parish, because in the clustering environment, parish staff go from one parish to another sometimes. Especially the priest move from one place to the other, so that we want them to have access to all the information regardless of where they are working from.
Right.
Basically that's what we did.
I see. How did you train those people?
Basically, when we established this data center, we send out our training specialist to on-site so that we give one-day orientation as how they use the data center securely and effectively in carrying out their functions. But as far as the applications are concerned, we have held several training, classroom training, on-site training, and lately we are using teleconferencing and web conferencing, and more we are doing all our training using online training methodologies. So this way, the parish secretaries or pastors, they could learn from their office without leaving their desk. And also we are finding it is more effective for them to only learn for a few minutes rather than coming to a class and sitting in for 6 hours or 7 hours, and we find it was not really effective.
I see. And how
Yes?
How many people have you trained so far for this?
Oh, we would have trained, especially in this application alone, I would say we would have trained over 500 people to date. But, you know, as an office, we do training on all other applications like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher, Internet, our accounting tools. We do provide lots of training. So I would say we would have easily trained between our diocese and other dioceses. We would have trained over 1,000 people to date.
Now, will you not perhaps resell because of your nonprofit status, but will you share that application with other dioceses across Canada?
Yes. Our model from the very beginning is we call it a stewardship model. What I mean by the stewardship model is, we decided when we developed this tool, and we said we are going to share our time, talent, and treasure with other dioceses to help them out to use the technology effectively in the ministry. We always tell them that being a diocese, we are one diocese among many dioceses, and we all work with one goal in our mind, is the mission of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we always tell them we don't compete with one another, we always complement one another. So in that sense, we share this tool. If the parish or diocese have very limited resources, financial resources, we give them, sometimes we even give this tool free of charge. But sometimes we charge them a very nominal fee because we want this tool to be maintained and improved and changed as technology and needs changes. So we don't want this tool to become outdated. So for that purpose, we need some revenue. But our motto is not making any profit.
Now, in light of that, there is no profit motive. How do you demonstrate the value of that project or this project to the people that you work for?
Basically, in a business sense, they always say they look at the return on investment.
Yes.
Right. In our sense, we didn't really do formal return on investment analysis. But we can see the benefits which we have brought to the diocese and to the other diocese at large. On a financial standpoint, we have saved probably hundreds of thousands of dollars in the last 10 years, not paying any software maintenance fee or a support fee. So we have been doing that internally, so it has saved hundreds and thousands of dollars to our diocese and to our parishes. But that's sort of a tangible side. In a non-tangible side, what this has allowed the parishes and to the diocese for them to come together and to work together for the common good. Because before this software was introduced, these parishes were primarily in their own silo culture. But bringing this tool and standardizing them.
Right. And finally, what's the next sort of innovative or sort of bleeding edge technology coming along that you envision incorporating into the data center, say, within the next 3 years?
One of the things which we wanted to build on the collaboration among our parish staff, our priests, our volunteers. Because we wanted to improve, build on this collaboration we already started. So what we are starting to use now, the SharePoint services as a tool to enable this collaborative model among our parishes. So we will be using this tool to promote and educate our users how they could use this more effectively in their ministry.
That's interesting. What did you do
for the purpose of spreading the news?
I see. Good. That makes sense. All right. That's all I have. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope I have done